The presidential candidates were back in the battleground states today, playing off themes struck in their debate Thursday night. At a rally in Orlando, Florida, Democrat John Kerry said President Bush had proven stubborn, unwilling to change course when things go wrong.
Midstream, some people are trying to argue that you shouldn't change horses in midstream in a war. Well, let me tell you something. If your horse is heading downstream towards the waterfall, it's time to change horses in midstream.
In Ohio, President Bush picked up on a phrase Senator Kerry used in the debate.
He said this, that America has to pass a global test. Before we can use troops to defend ourselves. Senator Kerry's approach to foreign policy would give foreign governments veto power over national security decisions.
In the debate, the Massachusetts senator said a president who takes preemptive military action should be able to, quote, prove to the world you did it for legitimate reasons. In his Ohio appearance, the president ridiculed what he called the Kerry Doctrine. This was Mr. Bush's 27th trip to Ohio this campaign. He took the state in 2000, but the latest polls taken before the debate have Mr. Bush and Mr. Kerry running neck and neck there. To get a sense of the battle for Ohio's 20 electoral votes, we spoke earlier with John Green, director of the Bliss Institute of Applied Politics at the University of Akron. Welcome, Professor Green.
Oh, it's great to be with you.
Well, we've heard a lot about the political ground war in Ohio. Which side seems to have had more luck there, registering voters, organizing turnout campaigns, that sort of thing?
Well, the voter registration rolls will close on Monday, and so we won't have the final numbers for a few days. But up through yesterday, it seemed that the Democratic ground war was a little more successful. If you look at the strong Democratic counties, something like 300,000 new voters have been added to the rolls, compared to about 200,000 in the strong Republican counties. So that's an advantage for the Democratic side.
You know, we all know, of course, about Florida's famous or infamous butterfly ballots. I understand that you're using punch card ballots in some parts of Ohio and that there's some concern there about their reliability.
Oh, yes. Many of the ballot problems that occurred in Florida actually also occurred in Ohio in 2000 and could occur again because punch card ballots are so widely used, particularly in the large urban counties. So there is some real concern that if the election turns out to be razor close, that we could have some of the difficulties.
You've also had a bit of a flap over voter registration cards. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes, we have. We've, as you noted, this very large ground war of registering voters in very large numbers. And just last week, the Secretary of State, who's a Republican, issued a ruling that the new voter cards had to be on a certain kind of paper, an 80-pound paper. And, you know, many people had not been using that particular kind of paper for their voter registration forms. And so there was a great controversy about that. The Democrats threatened a lawsuit. Since then, the Secretary of State has withdrawn that rule and backed off a little bit. And frankly, it's unclear what the effect will be except to raise some questions about the integrity of the voting process.
You know, the first debate was all about foreign policy, and I'm sure Ohioans are concerned about Iraq as well as folks across the rest of the country, but they may be more concerned about pocketbook issues because you've had kind of a tough economic time there in the past 4 years. You've lost over 200,000 jobs. What are Ohio voters looking for from the candidates on the economy?
Well, the number one economic issue in Ohio is the loss of jobs, how to prevent further losses, but also how to grow new ones. And in the Democratic parts of the state, such as northeastern Ohio, that's a particularly important issue because that's where the job loss has been concentrated. And what the voters are looking for is some plausible programs or policies that might reverse the job decline. So far, a lot of people are unhappy with President Bush because of the state of the economy and the job situation, but many of them have not fallen into the Kerry camp yet. They're still waiting for the Democratic candidates to come up with some good proposals. You know, a lot of voters in Ohio are just a little bit cynical about politicians on both sides because we've had some long-term economic problems under both Democratic and Republican administrations.
So you'd say the Iraq war, the economy, both big issues. What else in Ohio?
Well, the foreign policy issues and the economic issues run neck and neck in polls. So sometimes one's a little bit ahead, sometimes the other is. But there are a bunch of second-tier issues that may turn out to be decisive if the election's as close as many people think it will be. One issue is the issue of same-sex marriage. We're going to have a ballot proposal to amend the Ohio Constitution to prohibit same-sex marriage. And that may generate some votes on the Republican side. But there's another small group of Ohioans that have very intense feelings about health care and education and prescription drugs. And that may be a hidden source of support for the Democrats.
You've suggested that the foreign policy issues and the economy are running neck and neck in Ohio. Does that surprise you at all, given the difficulty that Ohio has had with its economy in the past few years?
Yes, those numbers are quite surprising. Historically, Ohioans have tended to vote their pocketbook first and other types of issues second. But since the Republican convention and the commemoration of 9/11, those foreign policy issues have really moved up to at least a tie, if not ahead of the economic issues. And that is really a surprising turn of events for Ohio.
Could that also be due to some improvement in the economy in Ohio?
It could very well be. The economy in Ohio is indeed improving, as it is in other parts of the country, but it is improving at a much slower rate here. Our unemployment rate is still above the national average, and job loss continues, albeit at a reduced rate. But it is possible that some of the recent good numbers have taken the edge off of the economic issue just a little bit.
John Green is the director of the Bliss Institute of Applied Politics at the University of Akron. We reached him at his home. Thank you very much, Professor Green.
You're welcome.